Hi, this is Brock Zeman, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
February, you ain't my kind of month. You drop in all dressed up, let down your hair, and you let it fall. You're trying to make hermits out of us all, ain't you? Truth be told, you ain't nothing but a runt. Just this itty bitty little month, I live the days and I cross them off. I can't wait to be reacquainted with my lawn. Just as soon as you move. Oh, you're so much bigger on the inside. You're so much bigger than a couple of weeks. Oh, I know I don't explain it quite right, but I also know that you know that I know what I mean. Yesterday may as well be 20 years ago. It's your static on the radio. The dial and I turn it low till the voices break apart and they blow away. My floor is on fire, or I'm just running like a fool, doing anything I need to do to keep the sky above me blue. And today from just fading back into another yesterday. So good being alive. Oh, some days you feel so good being alive. Yeah, some days you feel so good being alive.
Feel so good just being alive.
Oh, some days you feel so good being alive.
Feel so good just being alive.
Yeah, some days. Good being alive. Could be any place, anytime, when you let your rib cage open wide. And what's inside, outside. Oh, you're so much bigger on the inside. At least that's how it seems to me. Oh, I know.
Tell me. Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell me. Tell me this is Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff, your host here. Pre-recorded, of course. Hanging out in the basement playing some great music. There's rumors that we might be allowed to do some live broadcasting again soon. I've fallen for those rumors before. I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to think about it. Not going to worry about it. I'm just going to stay here where it's warm and safe and comfortable and broadcast here until I hear otherwise. So, yeah, welcome. You can check us out, by the way, tellthebandtogohome.com. Unfortunately, you can't call, but you can email me, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, and I love it when you do. It's good to hear from Ron this week. Sorry, Ron, I forgot to email you back because I forget things all the time. Maybe we'll get back in the studio one of these days and we can get Ron on the phone again. I hope so. We kicked it off there with something brand new, brand spanking new from Brock Zeman. Now, Brock Zeman might be wrong about a lot of things. And these days, Brock Zeman is wrong about a lot of things. But you know, we still love him. We still got the good tunes coming. He's got a brand new record coming called Mostly Peaceful. And that's a track off of it there. If you want a copy of that record, you just find Brock on the social media. You just send him $25 and your address. And he'll mail you a copy of the CD when it's ready and a download code, apparently. So that's something to look forward to. I did that before the social media hubbub started on Brock's page. But I still stand by my decision. I'm still looking forward to that one. Still looking forward to new music from Brock. And you know what? I want to play you one more from that record. Should I do it now? No. Should I? I don't know. This whole show is a bit of a mess, as you will soon see. And okay. I'll play it. It's a tribute to a dearly departed friend of his, guy who made a record with Brock once upon a time, not too long ago. And it's a beautiful tribute. And I need your help on this, okay? Please help me. And I feel like Gary will be able to help me on this for some reason, because Gary's like probably the smartest person I know. Gary or Oli, they're like dueling it out for like the smartest, most decent people I know. The vocal melody on this track, I know, is directly lifted from another song, and it might even be another Brock Zeman song, for all I know. It's driving me nuts what song this is, because as soon as this song started, I could kind of hum along with the vocal melody. I'd never heard this song before, and the lyrics were new and everything, but damn, I know I've heard this melody before, and if you can tell me what it is, you'd put me out of my misery and be a great help. I know this sounds exactly like another song. What the hell is it? This one's called King David. It's a tribute to the late, great David Olney.
More tragic than losing.
haven't known it at all. It sure don't feel like that today, but hanging in a whole nother frame. And you see it plain how truly lucky you are. Oh, some people never care. They walk around sucking up all the air, unaware of the beauty that's happening. Then there's those that drop their pail down a much deeper well, and they're a gift you never want to finish unwrapping. Like a crowd that never ever stops clapping. Till 5:30, we killed a bottle of whiskey. Like this whole deal wasn't ever gonna end. As you recited King Lear to me, a lonely tear rolled down your cheek. And that's how I always remember you. Good night, King David.
I went on the search for something true. I was almost there when I found you. Sooner than my fate was wrote, perfect blade it slit my throat, and beads of lust released into the air. When I awoke, you were standing there. I was on the mend when I fell through. The sky around was anything but blue. I found desire, regained my feet, a wound across my memory that no amount of stitches would repair. But I awoke and you standing there. There's no fortune at the end of a road that has no end. There's no returning to the spoils once you spoil the thought of them. There's no fortune. Darkness, I was trapped, and as the last breath was drawn from me, light broke in and brought me to my feet. There's no fortune at the end of the road that has
again. I'm ready to begin.
This is Jim Bryson. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5 FM in Manitoba.
And I would feel much better if we only talked more.
I sing that to myself all month long because everybody's got a reason. February ain't my... I friggin' hate February every single year. And, you know, this year's starting off no different. Although I hear we may actually get the return of some live music coming up. I know you can go to hockey games again starting this week. And it seems like the Times Changed is going to be opening up. Not this week, I don't think, but the 18th, Johnny Scholes has big plans. He's flying in a couple of blues heavyweight guys, Garrett Mason and Keith Hallett, for a weekend on the 18th and 19th that I just know would be amazing. I don't go to a lot of blues shows anymore, but I bet it would be worth going to that one. And Luke Doucette said he was going to be in town for it and seemed rather excited about being there. So I don't know. Just saying. You might want to get a ticket for that bad boy. Other things coming up at the Times Change. The 20th, the Blues Jam kicks off again. The 24th, you can go see my old high school pal, Johnny Sizzle. Love the Johnny Sizzle. He's a character, that Johnny Sizzle. J.D. Edwards Band on the 25th, and one that looks pretty promising on the 26th, the Johnny Cash Birthday Bash with the Poor Choices and Bobby Dove and... can't remember who else, but I'm telling you, those are some solid picks. I think we'll see some live music at the Park Theater coming up again soon. So, you know, there's hope. The problem is, as exciting as that is, the hospital is still friggin' full, and believe me, nobody is more tired of restrictions and all that crap than I am. Nobody is more tired of it than me. But I have the amazing good fortune of not needing to go to the hospital and not knowing too many people who need to go to the hospital. Now, the thing about going to the hospital is you don't really anticipate it until you got to do it, right? Like nobody plans on, hey, I'm gonna break my leg this week and go to the hospital, or I'm going to have a heart attack. I think this is a good time for that. I might as well do it. Nobody does that. So you don't know if you're going to have to go to the hospital. And if you or somebody you know has to go to the hospital right now, you're kind of screwed, really. So I don't know. I feel like, you know, I understand your frustration with the shutdowns and everything. And I'm with you. I want to go do stuff again, but I don't really want to have to go to the hospital because it's not a good place to be. And by the way, one more shout out of love and support for the nurses and doctors and good people working down at the hospital, keeping things safe and keeping people alive. God bless them. And screw you to everybody who protests. You jackasses. Get your truck off the road, you friggin' idiot. Oh, sorry, Ron doesn't think I should be so down on the truckers. I'll behave. Jim Bryson there with February from the Occasionals. Damn, that's a good record. We heard the Avett Brothers in there a day early, February 7, from their album The Carpenter. And off the top, something from Brock Zeman. I don't know. Am I wrong? Did that remind you of something? If it does, and you happen to know what it is, please let me know, because it sure reminds me of another song. I can't put my finger on it. So if you can help me out, please do. Jim Bryson. I gotta nerd out on some Jim Bryson for a second. So as much as I miss going out to the live music, a couple of live streams that I can promise you are worth your time are streaming right now through the Ottawa Jazz Festival. Go to ottawajazzfestival.com and look at their Winter Jazz Festival. They've opened up their vault and they've pulled out some streaming shows that they ran in the last year. Now, there's some interesting stuff on here that you might like. So-called, he's an interesting guy. You might like that. There's a Ron Sexsmith show that you might like. There's a show with the Barr Brothers. I know some of you like the Barr Brothers. I don't get it. Iskway and Tom Wilson. I bet you that's interesting. I saw them at the Calgary Folk Fest live stream last summer. That was interesting, so I bet that'd be good. There's one called Schmeggy that features David Wall. David Wall, one of the greatest Canadian singers of all time, formerly of the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir, former Winnipegger, I think. But the two that I couldn't wait to purchase and attend virtually feature, one is from Jim Bryson. Now, this was, it was actually streaming for free for a while during the actual Ottawa Jazz Festival. And I must have watched it five times because it's absolutely outstanding. And how many times do you get to see Jim Bryson with a band, you know, around here? It just doesn't happen, right? So that's worth $10. And I guarantee you, I promise you with all of the sincerity that I can muster, that is well worth $10 or more, that show. But also one that I missed in the summer. I had it kind of bookmarked, and then I was out of town, and then I kind of forgot about it. Kathleen Edwards also has a show featuring Jim Bryson, and you can get both of those on the Ottawa Jazz Festival. And both of them are absolutely astonishing and well worth your time. And you know, I'm tired of the live streams, but those two, I promise you, are good. Now, Kathleen, she did a couple of interesting things. She did a cover in there that I don't think I've ever played for you before. I don't know if I've ever heard it before. So I think I'm going to throw that in there. And she pulled out an old song of hers that apparently she didn't do for years because Colin Cripps wasn't in the band. And then he came back to the band and they're like, well, maybe we should do that song again. And it's not a song that ever really stood out for me before as one of my favorites, but damn, it is the showstopper ending number on that concert. And it's astonishing. And I'm going to play the recording of that. And if we have time, another wacky Kathleen cover that I found while I was looking for that other thing. But first, something from Jim Bryson. Man, oh man, what a great song this is. And I believe him and the band do it in that live stream. And, well, it's a fun one from the Where the Bungalows Roam. Here's one more from Jim.
I think you might agree I'd be a whole lot better if I just buried the old me and sent it out to sea, to crash on the rocks or get stuck up in the weeds. Don't be so curious, you're always so curious, curious of all of our lives. Don't stop, don't look around, just keep your head in the clouds, and when it clears you can burn your eyes. You might agree I'd be a whole lot better if I just got some more sleep. If it gets tough to see, we can knock down some buildings and cut down some trees. Don't be so serious, you're always so serious, you live such a serious life. Don't stop, don't look around, just keep your head in the clouds, and when it clears you can burn your eyes. And be prepared, take it slow and steady, and lay in the weeds. In the morning, if it's tough to breathe, my darling, you can come up for air.
This is our apartment filled with your things. This is your life. I get copy keys. Try and force a little smile. Hold it a little while for you. These are your old streets and you know them well. Shortcuts all the way downtown, but your favorite find is just my secondhand secret. Try not a little pain for the things I can't explain to you.
Kathleen Edwards, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, which I never do, but Jeff Robson is a great DJ, and you should stay tuned.
Going down in the same old town, down the same street, to the same bar. Love is real. Real is love. Love is feeling. Love is touch.
I don't wanna lose you.
The Kathleen Edwards Trio there featuring Gord Tuff and Jim Bryson shredding on his Gibson SG. Oh, so good. I'm not a bit ashamed to say that I friggin' love that song. And I love it so much. I bought the record not that long ago. I was thinking, man, I love that song. That's got to be a great record. It's not. It's not. And I don't know. I guess that they qualify for sure as a one-hit wonder. That's from The Outfield. The Outfield. Kathleen Edwards there. Before that, Kathleen covering John Lennon, I guess. I don't know. Not the world's biggest John Lennon fan, solo. Gotta be honest with you, but I thought I'd play that for you. She kind of released it as a benefit for an organization called Shepherds of Good Hope, and you can look them up. And the rest of the video, which tells some stories from the Shepherds of Good Hope, it's a pretty powerful thing. You might want to check that out and support the cause if you're so inclined. Before that, we heard Copied Keys from Back to Me, featuring the unbelievable slide guitar of Mr. Colin Cripps. And Jim Bryson off the top with The Wishes Pile Up. Highly, highly, highly recommend you go to the OttawaJazzFestival.com and check out those live streams. What do we have time for? Not much. How about we kick into the new music here? It was Bandcamp Day again, and I got a... Oh, man, don't kick the microphone. Hate it when I do that. Got a bunch of new stuff on the Bandcamp. Might not get to that in this hour, but first here's... I don't know. This is a weird set. I'm going to apologize, but we'll kick it off with something deliberately weird. Yet another new beauty, another new ditty from Dan Reeder.
Oh, the government can't execute you. They can put you up against the wall and shoot you. They can gas you or electrocute you. They can strap you down and lethally inject you. 3, 4, the government can execute you. They can put you up against the wall and shoot you. They can gas you or electrocute you. They can strap you down and lethally inject you. 3, 4, the government can execute you. They can put you up against the wall and shoot you. They can gas you or electrocute you. They can strap you down and lethally inject you. 3, 4,
brothers, this is Steve Pulse. Yeah, man, you're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM. This is good weed, man.
Rusty like an old horseshoe. I've been working on the engine in an old chop shop. I wanna feel the fizzy rhythm with you. machete, left my chapeau down in Tupelo. I lost my left eye from a crossbow and my wallet way up in Gatineau. So after saying what the heck, I ended up in Quebec. I passed out in the rain and ended up in a train from Montana to Savannah. Woke up in Louisiana, shouted a hosanna, and I slipped on a banana. Gave my girl a nod and said, glory be to God. Honey, let me open up a can of pop. I'm rusty like an old horseshoe. I've been working on engine in an old chop shop. I wanna feel the busy rhythm with you.
Leroy Steger, you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Radio. Rock and roll.
Norwegian vessel wasn't seen. I wrote a message, but it wasn't received. 2,000 souls.
New music there from a band called Leather Apron Revival, featuring their producer for the record, Leroy Stagger. That's pretty cool stuff. There's a cool video, lyric video for that and stuff. I kind of like that. I'm going to have to listen to more of that one. Leather Apron Revival. Yeah, Leroy. I'll come back to him in a second. Sarah Borges in there from a new record called Together Alone. Her and Eric Amble, Roscoe Amble, made a record, I guess we heard, wouldn't you know? We heard something brand new in there from Steve Poltz called Can of Pop. He's got a new record called Stardust and Satellites. I'm going to dive into that one and try one more time to get an interview with Steve Poltz. It's not easy. You know, I know you said it would be easy, Stu. It's not. It's not. Of course, he never sits still now, so that'll never happen. But Dan Reeder in there as well. Fun campfire song. One to sing around the campfire there. More fun new stuff from Dan Reeder. Now, Leroy, of course, just a little reminder, he hosts a fine radio program called Dirty Windshields Radio Hour on the CKUA Radio Network in Alberta. Leroy's, I think he's been sick with the plague. I think he's got it. I think he's going to be okay. I'm trying to find some time to talk to Leroy as well these days. Speaking of great radio, coming up starting on Friday, it's our pals at CKUW are kicking off their fun drive officially on Friday. Always a big event down there at the downtown station. Always a good time. We'll tell you more about that next week as we lead up to Boots and Saddle and the Twang Trust, two of the best radio shows on earth, if not the two best, I would say. I know both of those fellas have some big plans. Sean Burns has some big stuff planned. He told me not to tell you about it. Not my nature to keep a secret, but let's just say it sounds like it'll be pretty exciting once again. I know I'll have to do some donating to get in on the fun for CKUW Fun Drive. You can donate now, but the thing kicks off on Friday, so check that out. CKUW.ca, fundrive.ckuw.ca. We got to take a break here on the show. I got some more stuff from the band camp and all kinds of other things coming up on Tell the Band to Go Home. Please stick around.